I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard. And in 2018, we invited a lot of different artists who are part of a citywide arts festival known as Open Spaces to come talk to us. We had two conversations with Ted Reederer of Never Records because he blew our minds. His art installation was a storefront set up in the crossroads to look like a record shop. People would come in and he would actually record and cut records right there in front of them with this crazy little machine he has. We talked to Ted early on when he'd just freshly set things up, and then again when he was on his way out of town. As we listen back to our favorite conversations of 2018 here on KCUR Central Standard, we are dusting off both of those conversations starting now. Ted Reederer of Never Records, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Explain Never Records, like the concept.
So Never Records is an artwork where very simply I go to a city and I set up a record store, which is also an art installation. And then I open my doors to record for free anyone who wants to make a record. It doesn't have to be music. You don't have to be a professional. You can tell a story. I've recorded astronomy lectures. I've recorded skateboarders skating around the store. The idea is that by coming together in a space that's free of the overt sort of professional considerations of, say, money or fame, that you essentially get a community center that's like almost like a secular church. So if you take money and fame out of the art game, you get this beautiful space.
You know, I stopped in this weekend and you recorded my son, who's 2 years old, singing a song. And I will say that it was a really very profound experience.
Yeah, I, you know, one of the big questions is why vinyl? Is it some sort of hipster pose? And the truth is that vinyl is the only media that I trust. I've said it before. I have a 1917 Victrola that I listen to in my garden without the cloud and without electricity. So this idea that we committed your son's voice to vinyl, it's an object that will be around, hopefully for generations. And you certainly can't say that about digital media, like an MP3. I challenge you to play an MP3 in 100 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, there was something about the timelessness of the medium that made my mind leap forward like that.
Well, there's also this beautiful transcendental science to it that I think makes it even more beguiling, where all a groove on a record is sound waves etched by a diamond. So when I take people through that process, I'm hoping to kind of re-enchant the world, if only for a second, and allude to all these other possibilities. Like, if a diamond can etch sound into an object, what else happens in our natural world?
Can you very quickly tell the story of the contraption you use?
Yeah, so I had to research what kind of cutter I could use, and I've now taken this thing overseas 4 times. There aren't that many being made currently, and I found this wonderful team of German engineers who have a machine called a vinyl recorder, and they are located in southern Germany, and they won't sell you the machine unless you come to them. So it was kind of this very interesting experience where the instructions were drive 3 hours south of Munich, cross the train tracks in the town of Holy Church, take a right down the dirt road, and we're in the barns at the end of the dirt road, and bring cash. So it was sort of a leap of faith or a pilgrimage, and it was a wonderful experience. They ended up taking care of me for about 2.5 days, and it turns out that the factory or the barn was about 70 kilometers from where my father grew up in Bavaria. So it was kind of a very special experience for me.
Well, so here in Kansas City, you've recorded several people, and I want to hear some of what you've gotten here in town. We're going to start with a guy named Diego calling his mom.
Oye, mamita, te cuento. Estoy acá con un amigo, con Ted, en Kansas City. Ya no estoy en Chicago.
Sí.
¿Te conté que iba a venir a Kansas?
Me dijiste que ibas a ir a otro lado, pero no me acuerdo si fue a Kansas o cansado o a que se ha dado, o no me acuerdo.
So, what's going on here? What's Diego's project? We're going to hear some of the more intentional sound there.
Yeah, so very briefly, Diego Aguirre Fernandez is an artist from Mexico City who came to Never Records on September 3rd to host an internet radio building workshop where we were able to gift three groups in Kansas City the equipment and the online streaming for radio stations, which was an amazing experience. We share sort of the same social practice in our work. But I wanted Diego to cut a record, and it just turns out that September 7th is the anniversary of the death of his father. So we called family members who were dispersed throughout the globe from Sardinia to Guadalajara, and they each recorded a remembrance of their father and then also sang a song, a lullaby that the father used to sing to them to wake them up in the morning. And we strung all of the voices together and we created this sort of global lullaby. And it's one of my favorite recordings I've done so far out of the dozen that I've done in Kansas City.
Well, let's listen to the very end of that recording where you weave together all these different family members singing this lullaby. It starts with Diego speaking in Spanish. What he's saying here is that he remembers his dad once telling him that death is just a transformation and that it's when you become one with the universe. And now he sees his dad when he looks at the stars.
La muerte no es más que transformación. Y como mi papá dijo alguna vez explicándome qué era la muerte, es cuando te conviertes el uno con el universo. Y así lo recuerdo y así lo quiero. Y así está ahora papá siendo estrellas y luz con el universo. Qué linda es la mañana y el aroma de las flores. Despidiendo sus olores antes de volver el alba, despidiendo sus olores antes de volver el alba.
Qué bonita la mañana y el aroma de las flores, despidiendo sus olores antes de romper el alba, despidiendo sus olores.
So you witness some incredible moments, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a lucky artist. I'm a little choked up, sorry.
No, I've gotten chills all morning.
Yeah. I think when I moved to New York in 2004, all of a sudden I had no time or money to do music or art. So this project evolved out of this need to do those things. So I was able to create this space where anything can happen, because that's the beauty of art. And that's why this is not, say, a music project or some sort of pop-up project. Is there's no rules. So to sit with an artist from Mexico calling his family around the world to sing this lullaby, it's just a very special moment.
We're just going to listen to a little bit of this next one. It's a guy named Connor O'Kane. He is Irish and he follows you to all of your outposts. Is that right?
Yeah, he's been to 5 out of the 9 Never Records installations.
So in this song, he is singing about the American West. Is that because he's in Kansas City?
Yeah, so Connor came to Kansas City for the opening weekend of Open Spaces and put on a wonderful performance. Connor teaches horticulture in Northern Ireland, and he always brings a bottle of homemade wine to the Never Records installations. So we had a party, and we were able to share this elderflower wine he had brought, and then he has a beautiful song about elderflower wine. This particular song is about the Irish migration of the American West, and he dug it out of his vast repertoire, hadn't played it in years, and then he lays down this amazing performance. And again, it's a keeper for sure. I'll listen to this song till the day I die.
Okay, let's listen.
My father was a mountaineer. His fist and a hammer, he was laid on his feet like a running deer. And he spoke with a Yankee stammer.
With a Yankee stammer. I love hearing this song. I mean, later he's going to sing about Buffalo and stuff, but like all in this Irish accent.
Yeah. Connor is one of my favorite musicians and a riveting performer and just a great guy. So to have him travel from Northern Ireland to Kansas City was just amazing. And I think he really enjoyed it too.
I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard. We have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll hear the second of our two conversations with Ted Reederer, and we'll play more of those recordings that capture the sound of Kansas City. Don't go away.
Here are some locations I like to visit in the Flint Hills. The first few are accessible off of Highway 50. 1. The Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve is just outside Strong City, Kansas. It's open 24 hours. I love visiting at midnight. I've run into bison here a couple times, but don't get too close. 2.
That's a local architect who loves the Flint Hills. He's recording instructions for what to do there for a New York-based artist who's been in town making records, like The Kind on Vinyl. Not for any commercial purposes, just to record the sounds that matter to people here. The recording artist, Ted Reederer, took a musician from Liverpool to the Flint Hills using this architect's instructions. And he made a record of that, too. I'm Gina Kaufman. As part of the citywide Open Spaces Arts Festival that took place this year, Ted Reederer of Never Records came to Kansas City. When we first talked to Ted, he had just moved into his Crossroads location. Now, let's listen back to our conversation with him from the end of his time here. By then, his whole project had become wildly popular.
Unfortunately, I've been overbooked for about 2 weeks, so I've had to say no, which is the last thing I want to say to anybody with this project, but word got out.
Yeah. Well, so any overall impressions of the community in Kansas City and the sort of spirit people brought to their recordings? Because you do this all over the place, and I'm curious if anything stood out.
Well, I would just say, you know, in general, the last record shop was in Amman, Jordan. I had a record store in the dusty old part of Amman. And I wasn't sure if the concept would work there cross-culturally and with the language barrier, but it worked really well. And I think what that indicates is sort of this, in spite of what's going on in our political, the divisiveness in politics, people on the street just want to be heard and they want to hear the songs of others. So that's a big general thing that... Just all over the world. But Kansas City in particular, it's just an amazing time at a... For Kansas City, I think I landed at an amazing time. The diversity of recordings, everything from what you would expect, traditional bluegrass or country music, to I just recorded a gamelan orchestra playing Sun Ra song. You can still afford, I know rents are going up here. Trust me, it's not as bad as New York, but you could still afford space here. And I see just a hive of activity, wonderful groups like Oddities Prints that is just a bunch of young kids with a print shop, or the 816 Bike Collective, which has two storefronts and is able to do this, you know, social practice work with bicycles. And you just don't have that anymore in Manhattan, definitely in the outer boroughs. But it's just amazing to see. I feel like this is just an incredibly vital time here in Kansas City.
Okay, so let's dive in to these sounds. I want to start with a clip titled "I Threw a Chair." Quickly tell us what we need to know about the people making this recording and the story of their visit. Then we'll listen.
Okay, "I Threw a Chair" is the house band for Imagine That, which is a Crossroads studio that works with adults with disabilities. So the singer and two percussionists for this track are adults with disabilities, and I just had an amazing time with them.
Let's listen.
Doctor, doctor, you okay? Yeah, man, it's okay.
Don't let's go, man. Don't let's burn mine.
What do you feel when you hear this, Ted?
Well, it feels very familiar to me. It sounds like the Butthole Surfers or the band called Ween. So it's very contemporary. The front man was just amazing. He was doing the stream of consciousness rant, and he happens to have Down syndrome. And just to see him, you know, just totally in the music and improvising, it was just amazing. And I recommend you, everybody, check them out. They have a presence online. So,
okay, so let's hear something really different now from the Never Records installation in the East Crossroads. So, making records for Kansas Cityans I am just putting myself in your shoes as someone in New York, and I'm thinking that this is a little more along the lines of what you might have expected. Jenna and Martin, tell me about them, and then we'll listen.
Jenna and Martin are this wonderful couple who perform under the name Jenna and Martin. And this is a more traditional country song with pedal steel and Jenna on acoustic guitar. And it's a really wonderful little ditty about Jenna's grandmother, who they just spent a year taking care of. And it's just a very cinematic song. I love it so much.
The name of the song is The Peculiar Song, and it's about a place called Peculiar. Were you surprised that there's a town called Peculiar here?
Not at all.
You weren't surprised?
No, not at all. I love place names, and it's perfect.
Okay, well, this is The Peculiar Song by Jenna and Martin, and it's a song about Jenna's grandma. Did this song, I love listening to this song with you because you are mouthing all of the words and I can tell you really love this.
Yeah, I mean, I truly love every recording, and I think that alludes to this part. I think Never Records is sort of inscrutable because it's a performance art piece and I'm the performer, and it's hard for people to wrap their brains around that. But what happens is within this 3-hour session, not only am I recording people and imparting my philosophies about sound and music, and then, but then I'm showing them the transcendental science of cutting, which is a diamond vibrating the sound waves, etching sound on an object forever. And to participate with people through that process, I feel very close to them. And also that people are giving their best to me. It's a real honor, you know?
We just heard a country sound, and now I want to go maybe to the other end of the spectrum as far as Midwestern stereotypes go. This is from a session with Sean Hansen. I'll just acknowledge he's a buddy of mine.
Love him.
Let's listen a little real quick, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So before we talk about this, you know, I want you to point out actually what we are hearing. What's happening during this session?
So what you're hearing right now is the record we cut. of Sean in his piano workshop at the university.
And, at UMKC.
Yeah, at UMKC. And it's about to lock. At the end of a record, there's something called a lock groove, which is a circle. The rest of the grooves on a record are a spiral. If you put sound on that circle, you get like a 2-second loop. So we're just about to come to the lock, and you can hear, if you've ever fallen asleep to a record and woken up to that clicking sound, that's what this is essentially, but I've put music on the circle. And now he's going up, and it's about to lock. Right?
Yeah.
So there we go. So that's now locked. Then we're about to bring in another piece, which will play linearly and naturally, but then end in a lock. And at one point in this song, there's three lock grooves. And we didn't know how this was going to work out this way, but I quickly intuited that Sean was somebody that would want to take a little journey with me. And I always enjoy, because, you know, I'm a composer and an artist, and he was game. So we were able to put this together in one night. And it's an important piece I think I'm going to return to a lot.
So before we go, I want to hear one more non-music clip. This is a recording from Los Alamos. It's a Mexican market at 17th and Summit where they also serve food very informally. And there's like a different menu every day. Who will we be meeting in this recording?
This is the father and son that run the restaurant.
This is a recording from Los Alamos at 17th and Summit.
It's ready to go, man. Watch your finger, big hog. Watch it.
Two eggs, beans and rice for him.
Kitchen plate.
And I had ribs with beans and two eggs. And then I have a burrito to go, pork burrito.
So we're at Los Alamos Market Cocina, where my dad started this place back in 2001 with my mom, grandma, tias, tios, cousins, everyone.
Hi, my name is Agustin, better known as Goose. And I'm from Mexico, more especially from Silao, Guanajuato. And I've been here 35 years in Kansas City, and I've been in this business for 17 years. And I want to thank you all for all these 17 years.
First of all, when we first started out, it was just a market. No kitchen, no nothing like that, so it was just an open market for everyone to come in. My mom was making some home-cooked meals back in the kitchen, so everyone was asking, what's that smell? I want to get some of that.
What happens is that we were never planning on selling food at all, okay? It just happened because we were spending 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was more like a grocery store. And so we had to eat either breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And people will come in and smell and say, what did you guys sell? And that's where we start giving samples. And so this is homemade cooking. This is from what we eat at home.
So again, this is just a snippet, but our guest, Ted Reeder, recorded that sound from Los Alamos as part of his Open Spaces project. Ted, tell me about what this bit of sound you've captured means to you.
So I'm really interested in this concept called tone poems, tone pictures, which at the advent of commercially available recordings, let's say 1903, 1904, if you read like the Columbia Records catalog from then, this is, keep in mind, you can't own sound up until this point. It reads like a transcendental poem. It's like the sound, the shriek of shells over Fort Sumter, the sound of chimes in the forest, an anvil in a grotto. It's these beautiful little snippets that when taken together, I feel capture a moment in time. So that's a really important thing, because Never Records is not about music at its heart. And I know that's inscrutable, but it's about the fellowship of recorded sound. So in making this process with Benny and his dad, they communicated things to each other that they might not have been able to say in person to each other. And it was really wonderful to watch. So I blended their voices together in kind of a dialogue, which they might not get to have. And also, I just wanted to give them a gift because their food is so good. And they have a roasted tomatillo base, which a lot of Mexican restaurants don't do that often because it's harder to prepare the tomatillos and peel them and roast them. It takes longer. And it's just a really special place that I happen to be staying very close. And my wife loves it. And all my friends that have visited it loved it. So I wanted to give them this thing that they could give, keep for generations and capture this moment in time for them. But then when you add it to this mixture of Sean Hansen and Elvis, the architect, and Jenna and Martin, it really starts to paint a picture of Kansas City at this moment, which is much bigger than country, and it's much bigger than experimental music, and it's
then bigger than the genres they represent.
Yeah, bigger than the genres.
Our conversations with artist Ted Reederer first aired this fall during the Open Spaces Arts Festival. 2020 will be the 10th anniversary of Never Records, and Ted is planning a big installation in Brooklyn. He also has plans to take his project to India. I'm Gina Kaufman. We have to take a quick break. When we return, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. Stay tuned.